here's a story from The World.
The Byzantines built it as a church. The Ottomans turned it into a mosque. Secular revolutionaries converted it into a monument to two religions. Now the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul may change hands again. A court decision expected tomorrow could allow President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to turn the domed museum back into a mosque. As Duri Buscarin reports from Istanbul, that makes some people nervous.
As soon as you pass through the stone walls of the Hagia Sophia, a hot summer day melts into the passage of time. The cross-eyed cat who lives in one corner appraises a small group of tourists. To Ebru Gökteke, a Turkish tour guide based in Istanbul, it's one of the most beautiful places in the world.
It's a turning point in the history of architecture. It's one of the most amazing buildings mankind ever created on the surface of the earth.
Terraces of marble columns reach more than 100 feet above, up towards a striped golden yellow and dark blue dome, so tall and so wide it looks like it's floating over a ring of 40 windows. Mosaic angels mark each corner. In the center of the dome is a ring of Arabic calligraphy, a transcription of the 35th verse of the Quran, the verse of light. It's like a piece of the sun.
Colossal yet so elegant, it gives me goosebumps.
The original building was built in just 5 years, between 532 and 537, a physical representation of the might of the Eastern Roman Empire. As Ottomans laid siege to the capital 900 years later, the Hagia Sophia served as a last refuge.
The Ottomans conquered Constantinople on May 29, 1453. We know that that day was a Tuesday, and in 3 days' time, by that Friday, the building was converted into a mosque. This time, the building started to symbolize the conquest. It became a symbol of the conquest.
Over the next 400 years, the Ottoman Empire would grow to rule over much of southern Europe, the Middle East, and even northern Africa. And then it would lose those lands and disintegrate after the First World War. So when a group of young revolutionaries established modern-day Turkey, Gökteke explains, the Hagia Sophia again became a symbol of the secular republic.
A building like that is a real historical heritage for everybody. And that's why I do believe that everybody should be able to enjoy it fully.
But as religiously charged political parties have gained more power over the past 40 years, they've continued to bring up this idea of converting the Hagia Sophia back into a mosque. Erdogan's ruling AK party is no different.
Egemenlik meselesidir. Ayasofya'nın elbette ibadet.
Last month, Turkish Justice Minister Abdulhamit Gül told the country's state broadcaster that this is a matter of Turkey's sovereignty, that it's been a dream for the ruling party to see the chains of the Hagia Sophia broken and the space opened for prayer. God willing, he says, we will see the return of the Hagia Sophia to its origin.
İnşallah Ayasofya'nın aslına döndüğünü hep beraber görürüz.
But what is the Hagia Sophia's original state? That means different things to different people. Alkis Korkalis is a Greek journalist who has covered Turkey for more than 20 years. He's seen three or four pushes to convert the Hagia Sophia over those years. Every time this happens, he says, Greeks take it personally.
Well, clearly, they consider it as part of their national history. The glory of the Christian Empire, or more simply, they think of it as a Greek Empire.
With a difficult history comes difficult questions, Korkalis says. Both Greece and Turkey are the stewards of buildings built by empires that no longer exist.
The dominant interpretation, especially among the populist press, which is very, very abandoned, it's that this is another act of the Turkish state against the Greeks.
Korkalis doesn't see the potential conversion of the Hagia Sophia as a message to the Greeks. This decision is about Turkish politics. Erdogan isn't sending a message to the world, he's sending a message to Turks about the role he wants religion to play in modern Turkey. To the tour guide Ebru Gökteke, the Hagia Sophia isn't about one religion or the other. It's about the long history embodied in the building.
If it's a church or if it's a mosque, there will be things hidden from the worshippers. In order to fully appreciate it, we should be able to see it as a whole.
The question of whether that will continue to be possible may be decided this week by a Turkish court. For The World, I'm Derya Buzgarin, Istanbul. From PRX.